Hey, everybody, welcome to the Wakener Podcast. It's good to be with you today. Got a great show for you, but first of all, you need to go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the best resource to figure out all the things that are happening to put the entire piece of the puzzle together. I don't know what it is. I just have some kind of innate ability to kind of take all the pieces of the puzzle and put them together for you so you can see the kind of thing that is happening. Now, I'm not a predictor of everything. Some things I get right, some things I get wrong. But for the most part, I've kind of led you in the direction of what is happening and what's going on. Big news has happened. Obviously, Ukraine has bombed with some drones, a bunch of Russian bombers. These bombers are obviously tied to Russia's nuclear program. And I don't think that this is something that Vladimir Putin was expecting whatsoever. Now, let's take you back for a second and go back to the war that happened, obviously, in 2022, I believe it was. This war and its purpose of this war was for twofold. Number one, this war was going to happen anyways if Hillary would have won by the end of her presidency. The purpose of this war was to drag the US and the Western world into a full war, which means in the previous episode, we talked about these three proxy wars. This was to turn these three proxy wars into a massive world-changing war. The only way that the U.S. complex would take the loss is this, if America came along for the fight and directly started fighting Russia. So as you know, and as I've detailed for you, it's very easy to figure out when you follow the money and you look at obviously Zelensky's background and who he used to work for, John Podesta's background and who he used to work for, that the Ukrainians and the Russians are all working together. This is much like we talked about Iran's nuclear program when Kazakhstan was covertly working to help Iran's nuclear program. The same thing is going for Ukraine. Ukraine, George Soros and his groups, and Vladimir Putin, Russia, have all been working together to kind of set the trap for the U.S. complex. And they've been doing this for quite some time. Now, when we get back to what's happening, Mike had a very interesting question for me when he came in because he started talking about these bombers. The biggest proxy war started when Biden was in office. Russia attempted to do this war, number one, because the truth was going to come out about obviously Biden's and how they're connected to Ukraine and what they were doing and how they were all working for the Russians. So Russia was forced to start this war to stop the truth from coming out. And this is verified by the latest news that has come out. Russian media have shown everybody the peace proposal that was given at the latest meetings. Russia wants a complete surrender of Ukraine. And this is for one purpose and one person only, ladies and gentlemen. They want Ukraine back because they want to stop all the information coming out for what was happening in Ukraine. This is really an interesting thing, number one, because this was supposed to be a quick and easy end to this war. Obviously, if Hillary would have won, America would have come along for this war, and this would have been over very, very quickly. America would have been dragged into this war, but instead, it's turned into likely the largest proxy war in the history of the world. Look at all the people that have died on both sides to keep this war going, and it continues to go. Now, Trump came into office, and he said, well, I'm going to end all this war. It's going to be done with. I know how to answer it in one day. But looking back, I don't believe that he had the tools whatsoever to end this war. And unlikely, he's just acting like, oh, I want peace. I don't want any problems. Why is it that Ukraine is doing this? Why is it that Vladimir is doing this? None of this was sanctioned. We don't want any nuclear bombers to be taken out. We don't want any fight. And he's looking like the peace person in all this deal. When realistically, this proxy war is never going to end. This is like, both sides are investing a ton of money, a ton of resources into this war, have been, and it's just going to basically start the beginning of the end. Now, this is really interesting when it comes to a lot of other things and how it relates to, obviously, leaders in Europe and leaders in Canada as they start to organize around the truth coming out. The truth coming out, as we told you, once again, is that they're all working with Russia and they're all working with Ukraine, and this is a giant setup. So what are we going to do before the truth comes out? Well, we're going to organize together to enact some scheme, some military scheme to retain power. Carney has basically rejected all the American proposals for all these weapons. For what purpose? I mean, if you really believe, if you really wanted America to come to Ukraine and get involved with Russia, why on earth would you reject this this dome that's going over America and Canada? It was been offered to Canada. Why would you reject any of this? In reality, these people do not want America and the Western world to win this war. because as you know, they're working for this communist conspiracy. They're not working for us. And all this kind of is really interesting to see. You can see the leaders of Europe, and you can see the obviously King Canada here, Carney. They're all working together in this new military pact, putting a bunch of money and resources together to ensure that they still have power once this war is kind of resolved. There is going to be a war, ladies and gentlemen. Something is going to happen. One side is going to be forced to make their move because the truth is coming out. And the European Union, all George Soros' leaders, all these people are all working together to put a scheme into place to retain power once the truth comes out. It's going to be very interesting to watch, but go to theawakener.ca and I'll keep you up to date.